It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, my friend. Welcome to Fresh Oil. I'm Keith Manley. And you know, in Psalm chapter 1, verse 1 says, "Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does prospers." In 27 AD, there was an amphitheater that was built just outside of Rome by an entrepreneur named Attilius. He wanted to capitalize on the public's excitement to attend gladiator games, as they had just lifted a ban on this type of entertainment in Rome. So his amphitheater welcomed a huge crowd of about 50,000 people into his amphitheater. However, his theater was cheaply built and it collapsed. And this resulted in by far the worst stadium disaster in all of history. At least 20,000 people were killed and many more were injured. The Roman Senate responded to this tragedy by requiring that all amphitheaters be built in the future. They have to be erected on a solid, sound foundation. And they needed to be inspected and certified for soundness. This tragedy could have been avoided if the right materials had been used when the people built the stadium, and all these thousands would not have lost their lives. See, today I'm asking the question, how sure is your foundation? Because there's an incredible shaking going on in our world today. A lot of people are seeing their spiritual houses collapse because they were built on religion and not necessarily upon a solid foundation in Christ. In Matthew 7, Jesus does something that he often does throughout Scripture. He is teaching the crowds, and he closes out his sermon with a parable. Now, most of us remember this parable, this little story from Sunday school, and we would even sing the song, "The wise man built his house upon the rock, the wise man built his house upon the rock. The rains came tumbling down, and for the foolish man, he built his house on the sand." You remember that little story? Here's what it says in Matthew 7:26. "But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against the house, and it fell with a great crash." Now, it's interesting, in this parable, he uses four common images that the people could relate to. There were two builders, there were two houses, there were two different foundations, and then there was one storm that both men would encounter. So many of the stories that Jesus would tell us, like this, compares two opposites. He wants us to make the right choice, so he shows us the two opposites. You're either on the road to heaven or you're on the highway to hell. There is no third road. First, there were two builders in the parable. On the outside, they probably looked the same. Both were builders. They probably used similar tools. They both had the same goal, which was to build a house for their family. But where they greatly differed is in the material they chose for the house's foundation. Two builders, a wise man and a foolish man. The word wise here means to be thoughtful, understanding, and prudent. See, the Bible tells us in Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 8, it says, "The wise in heart accept commands, but a chattering fool comes to ruin." See, the foolish man, it's interesting because the Greek word used here for foolish in our New Testament is the word moros, which we get our word moron from. The root meaning is deficiency, and was used as one who was stupid or foolish, a moros or a moron, as we would call him. The foolish man took shortcuts because he wanted quick results and instant gratification. Does that sound familiar? Isn't that the world we're living in today? Everything has got to be instant. The foolish live just for the moment, and they give no thought to the future. In Proverbs, Solomon makes a sharp contrast between the wise and the foolish. In chapter 14 and verse 1 of Proverbs, he says, "The wise woman builds her house, but with her own hands, the foolish one tears hers down." See, the foolish took shortcuts. They live for the moment, where the wise are prudent and they give great thought to each activity as they're building. Not only were there two different builders, but friend, there were two different houses. Two houses that the story talks about. On the outside, they probably looked very similar. Both were probably well-built using the finest materials they could find within their budget. The two houses from the outside all appeared well. They probably looked sturdy and well-built during the good weather. It would not be until the storm came along that the gaps would appear, and while one house would stand the test of the storm, the other house would come crashing down. Sometimes in our life, it can look so good on the outside. People don't know that your world is falling apart. They have no idea what's going on in your life right now until the storm hits, and the storm begins to reveal the foundation in our life. You see, I've watched people who know Jesus Christ, and they go through the death of a loved one or a child or something, and it's only the grace of God that enables them to stand. But their real faith is revealed during the storm. From the outside, both homes appeared to be well made. They looked to be good. One house may have gone up quicker than the other one, but both looked quite secure and sturdy in good weather. The houses were finished. They were furnished. There was not a huge difference between them, but the storm would eventually reveal the difference. The house on the sand may have started to shift even before the storm came. Gaps began to appear probably in the walls as the timbers slipped. The owner probably patched up the holes only to see more appear. That's a picture of people that don't have a solid foundation. Gaps start showing up in their lives, and they start to fall apart, and they're not satisfied, even though they give the appearance that all is well. The third thing was there were two foundations. The main difference in this story is not the builder of the house. It's not even the storm. It's not even the house. It's the foundation. Only one builder took the time to do his research and to decide where to build the home. He no doubt made a more expensive investment, choosing rock instead of sand to build upon. See, the amazing thing about the foundation is that it's the one part of your house you can't really see. The beautiful wood, the nice windows, the lovely door, they were probably similar on both houses. But it was the foundation that would determine the future of both homes. My friend, let me ask you today, what is your life built upon? If your life is built upon dreams and your life is built upon possessions and even relationships, I want you to know if your house is not built upon Jesus Christ, there is a storm that is headed your way. And one day it will reveal the foundation that your life is built upon. Let's consider the two foundations. Jesus spoke about the first one and he called it rock. Rock is immovable. You can anchor to it. But the nature of sand, it's a different story. It's shifting and it moves. For the foolish man, it wouldn't take long until the shifting sand would start putting cracks in his house because it was built on a weak foundation. What is your life built upon today? What is your marriage built upon today, friend? If it's not built on the rock of Jesus Christ, you're headed for a serious problem. You can begin to understand here that Jesus isn't talking about a house at all. He's talking about our lives. While man chooses to build upon the shifting sand, he's urging us to build upon Christ, the solid rock. And then the fourth thing in the story was the storm. And it was the same storm for the wise and the foolish. The Bible simply says this in verse 27, "The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against the house, and it fell with a great crash. You might be listening today and say, Pastor Keith, it sounds like you're talking about my life. See, friend, what's interesting is both builders face the same storm. As Christians, we are not immune from the storm. As a matter of fact, sometimes it seems like we have more storms because the devil comes against us wanting to destroy us and take our faith in God. If there's anything certain in this life, it's the fact that there will be storms. They come, and sometimes they're brutal. And for many of us, maybe this last year was a record storm season in our life. You know, last year was the most difficult storm I ever faced in my life. I woke up one morning and could not walk. It was devastating for me because I'm busy. I was in the middle of recording a new album in Nashville, Tennessee, and I couldn't even finish the album at that point. But one thing for certain, the devil will send storms your way, but the Bible tells us God will enable us and equip us to outlast the storm. God brought me through that trial. Today, I'm back to being normal and being able to walk, but it's only by the grace of God. Remember this story? Two men were different. One was wise and one was foolish. Matthew 5, verse 45 says, He causes the sun to rise on the evil and the good, and He sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. For some reason, we often think that as Christians, we should be immune from the storms. But it doesn't work out that way, friend. I have a home in Florida, and you know what? We hold our breath sometimes during hurricane season. In Illinois, we have tornadoes. It's like no matter where you live, there's going to be some kind of a storm. Remember that the foundation, while it may be the hidden part of your house, it's going to determine your outcome during the storm. The thing in this story that Jesus gave, there were two vastly different outcomes. While the same storm beat down on both houses, they had vastly different outcomes. Listen to the wording. Verse 25, for the wise man, the rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock. My friend, if your foundation today is upon Jesus Christ, no matter what the storm is that comes against you or your family, or maybe against your job, I want you to know God will see you through and He will bring you through the storm victoriously. Both storms are worded the same. But look at what happened to the foolish man in verse 27. The rain came down, the streams rose, sound familiar? And the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. I don't know why it's the case, but most times when I ask people, how did they come to know the Lord? They came to know the Lord because of a storm in their life. Something happened, and they realized they couldn't do life on their own. You know, in Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 25, it says, when the storm has swept by, the wicked are gone, but the righteous stand firm forever. Remember, in this story, both men heard the words of Jesus. Both verses 24 and 26 begin with the same words, but everyone who hears these words of mine. So both men had heard the words of Jesus, but only the wise put it into practice. The difference between being religious and being righteous. See, righteousness puts the word of God into practice, while religion just merely hears the words. It's not enough to just be religious. You might be thinking today, Pastor Keith, I've heard this parable since I was a child. What does it mean to me? What it means to you, my friend, is how we put it into practice. Ask yourself today, where is your foundation? Is your foundation built upon your job or your money, your bank account? Or have you committed your life to Christ, saying, Lord, I'm going to build upon you? Thanks for joining me today, friend. Walk in grace and remember, God loves you with an everlasting love. Stop by our website at weneedgod.com and drop me a line today. Let me know you're listening.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and he makes his mercies new every morning.